hot. That's how I describe tonight's story. Just what I need to start my weekend off right. And I've got my little surprise package from AdamandEve.com right here beside me. You really should try that special offer. There's nothing like a really good... Well, you know what I mean. To really start the weekend off right. And I can promise you, tonight's story will do just that. If you haven't done so, be sure to subscribe and tell your friends about Friday Night Fun. Unless you want this to be just our little secret. So remember, go to AdamandEve.com, enter offer code FRIDAY at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. It doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code FRIDAY to get this deal. And now, here's tonight's hot story.
I have a project due, Sammy. I was swatting my brother's arm as he tried to pry me away from my textbooks. Take the opportunity. Look, no one can camp out and ignite an open fire on any beaches in New York. Can you imagine on Coney Island? You'd be kicked out and arrested in 2 seconds. It was the spring break of my freshman year in college, and I visited Sammy in San Francisco. It's a damn bonfire, Lauren. And why the hell did you even bring books? It's your vacation, for Pete's sake. He threw my jacket at me as he pushed me out of his study. Where are we going? My voice echoed down the hallway as we headed to his garage. 20 minutes later, I smelled marshmallows as fire crackled on pieces of wood that sat as a centerpiece for our gathering. I dropped my jacket on the sand to mark my territory. Apparently, these were all my brother's friends from work. Maureen, Alex, Arnold, Paula, Jean... Their smiling faces blurred their names. Everyone, this is Lauren. Lauren, this is everyone, Sammy announced me to the group, seconds before a woman jumped over the fire. Everyone gasped and then clapped. That was dramatic, I said in amazement. Sorry, you were upstaged. That's Val, Sammy whispered. And that must be her new lover. He pointed to a man in a blue sailor's coat, lingering on the periphery. That's a true blue winter's coat, I thought. Rare for a Californian. He must not be from here. The fire-jumping woman was introducing him to everyone. When they reached our section, I noticed his deep-set eyes and dimples. Tall, lanky, white boy. Nice to meet you, Sammy, he smiled in a congenial way. This is Lauren, my brother motioned to me. His sister, I added, and for a split second was taken aback that I felt compelled to clarify my relationship to Sammy. Ezra smiled. Ezra as in Ezra Pound? I blurted out an hour later when the stranger in the sailor's coat collapsed on the sand next to me. Ezra as in Ezra Jackson, actually, the cartoonist. Know him? I nodded agreeably, but thought, who the hell is that? My parents were more visual than literary, he quipped. And Val, as in Valerie? I pointed to the fire jumper across from us, who stood joking with some guys. Nope. Val, as in Sandoval. Sando what? I stared at her and wondered, is she a cross-dresser? She's definitely female, he read my mind. My uncle's just an eccentric. Uncle... Oh, Ezra is Val's cousin. I was correcting my brother's assumption in my head. The bonfire is the primeval television set. You can zone out staring at it for hours, I said, relieved, yet not fully understanding why. You zone out long enough, you start telling stories, my brother interjected, egging a segue to some unknown point. Okay, so let's start. Miss Firejumper yelled from across the bonfire. Start what? I thought. Pick a partner and spill, Val announced, ceremonially like the opening to the Olympics. Spill what? Spill what? Ezra, as in Ezra Jackson, not Ezra Pound, turned to me. I guess it would have to be me. It'll be kind of weird if you picked your brother. I looked to my other side, and Sammy had already walked off with a woman named Alana or Olivia or Cassandra. I'm not really sure who. Why would it be be weird to pick Sammy. What am I spilling? I looked up, and in a matter of seconds, they've all dispersed. I sat alone with Ezra. We don't have to move if you don't want to, he smiled gently, as if to pat me on my head. Where's everyone gone? Ghost stories? Excuse me? Stories from your past, he half winks. Your ghosts. Your dirtiest secrets. Dirtiest secrets? Just one. A story. In precise present tense detail. I turned hot red. Wait, was it the fire? This is oral storytelling, Lauren. You're literary. Come on, you're a fan of Ezra Pound. You got this. He nudged me like a team buddy, like we played together on a sports team. Like I'm his little sister, except I'm not. My big brother is off detailing with Cassandra or Olivia or Alana, and Ezra here wants me to spill because I got this? What does that mean? What are we doing? Oh my God, am I having a heart attack? Breathe. Breathe. Oh my God, he smelled so good. Will he just... I think I'm gonna pass out. Are you okay? He put his hand on my cheek. I almost convulsed. You're flushed. Are you checking my temperature? Well, it's wrong. My temperature's wrong. Your temperature's wrong. He looked lost. It's the fire. Of course I'm hot. What do you expect? I'm hot. I took my sweater off. I was sweating. Silence. Well, what now? I thought. I felt Ezra's eyes intent on me as I zoned out, staring at the bonfire. He touched my chest. His hand felt cold against my skin. His finger landed in the space between my breasts. Then, like a siren, it rang. I was topless. I was wearing the sweater at Sammy's place as I was studying, without a bra. Sammy dragged me off in such a hurry before I could think. That's why he threw my jacket at me. I froze in complete catatonia. Lauren? Uh-huh. Is this show and tell? Are you more visual than literal? I wanted to slug him, but I couldn't move my limbs. I was frozen. I am mortified. I pulled the words out of my mouth. Shh. He leaned in. He was trying to be kind. Lauren, sweetheart, relax. He took his hand from my chest and shimmied his way behind me. Are you breathing? I nodded my head. I was catatonic. He grabbed my sweater and tried to wiggle the sleeves on my arms, but they were dead weight. After several minutes of struggle, he busted out laughing. Never mind, I yelled. I was now double mortified. Lauren, I'm sorry. He was trying to suppress a laugh. I've never thought I'd ever spend this much energy dressing a girl as undressing one. He tossed the sweater aside and sat behind me. Cold? He put his arm around my waist and hugged me from behind. His legs curled up outside my thighs to scoop me into his body. I'll tell you a story, and it'll even us out. How's that? My dirtiest, most embarrassing secret. I couldn't talk, but simply rested my head on his chest. My freshman year in college, guys in my dorm put out a dare. I had to masturbate during one of my lectures and record it on my cell phone without anyone noticing. And did anyone? I whispered. I was holding my breath. He leaned his face closer to my ear. Not until after I came. This gorgeous woman was sitting next to me. Redhead, sexy freckles, blue eyes, full lips. I was staring at her before I unzipped my pants. I leaned close to her to get a whiff of her scent. It was clean like baby powder. Ezra paused and rested his head against my red hair, while his finger caressed my lips. My heart felt like bursting. Freckles like mine? I whispered again. Exactly like yours, he muttered, as he slipped his finger inside my mouth. I let my penis come out, he continued. First, just a slight bit through my zipper, and cupped it gently with my palm. I was already hard. As Ezra spoke, I felt his finger between my lips, thrusting it in slowly. My tongue played with its tip before I opened my mouth a tad wider to suck it. He buried his face in my neck and found my ears, whispering to me how he jerked his hand up and down, suppressing his hurried breath in the middle of his physics lecture, controlling his pleasure, the intensity of the pressure of his hand while he smelled that stranger's red hair, afraid he'd ejaculate all over his pants. Suddenly, I took his finger out of my mouth and unzipped my jeans. I let his hand inside me, in between my thong. He must have felt the wetness of my pussy lips because all I could hear was his breathing getting harder and harder. I licked my mouth, imagining his penis rubbing against his hand in that lecture hall. Meanwhile, I heard his breath turn into moans. His other hand cupped my breast and gripped it hard while I punctured the air with my own groans. His lips licked my ear before he grabbed my hair from behind, forcing my face to his lips as his mouth dove into mine. His finger thrust deeper and deeper inside me until suddenly I felt a convulsion. I was a deep explosion as I imagined him ejaculating in that lecture hall. Lauren, he breathed close to my mouth. He felt my climax. You just expired your first ghost, Lauren. I nodded, speechless. Good job, lovely. Was your first exorcism. I exhaled and smiled.
Oh, whoo, I needed that one. After a long, long week, what would I do if I didn't have my Friday night fun? I know you're enjoying these stories as much as I am. Shh, and the best part is nobody even knows. Just like when you order that special something from my friends at adamandeve.com. It comes in that plain brown box, and it's all yours to enjoy. And if you haven't ordered your special something yet, just make sure you do it while the offer code is still good. Go online to adamandeve.com and use the offer code Friday at checkout. Like magic, they take 50% off almost any item. They give you free shipping, 3 free bonus adult DVDs, oh, and a surprise gift. I wonder what your surprise will be. Well, you don't have to answer that. Do make sure you subscribe to this podcast so I can come to you every Friday. I don't think either of us wants to miss this date.